Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who we all believe will be a candidate for president here, probably in just a few months, just did what might be one of the most overtly racist and even dangerous things I've ever seen him do. I'm gravely concerned. We just learned that yesterday he banned the state of Florida from having an African-American studies course. Mind you, my degree is in African-American studies, and it's just a part of American history, and that they are banning African-American studies in the state of Florida is deeply, deeply disturbing. It's a sign of how low things have gotten in the era that we're living in. I need us to talk about it. Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
I haven't spent a whole lot of time here on the podcast or across social media or off social media. I haven't spent a lot of time talking about what conservatives are calling a fight against critical race theory, but we all know is really just them fighting for white supremacy. They are banning not just the teaching of critical race theory, which should also be allowed to be taught. Like, there's nothing wrong with this. It's fundamentally ridiculous. And if you ask most conservatives what critical race theory is, they can't tell you. It's brilliant in a sense because they've made critical race theory the boogeyman and can now say anything that they want is a part of critical race theory. And you have to pick your battles, right? And I just knew, I see several people that are deeply devoted to fighting against this foolishness. I just knew that I could not do all the work that I do and fight against this with any kind of seriousness. But I truly think it has spiraled out of control. At the point in which the state of Florida, using a bill that was championed and campaigned for and lobbied for by DeSantis, signed into law by DeSantis, the state of Florida just banned an AP African American Studies course. And their rationale was that it had no real educational value. They didn't even really say, hey, this is critical race theory, blah, blah. They didn't go down that route. They just boldly said, no, we're not having that course, and this is a course that has no educational value. It makes sense because, of course, they don't value Black lives, and African American studies is really just the study of Black lives. Yet here we are, in a state with millions and millions of African Americans, in a country with tens of millions of African Americans, we now have Florida's the third largest state in America, banning African-American studies from its public school curriculum. And it's hard to be Black in America and not be angry and overwhelmed, because there's so many battles that need to be fought, so many things that we, like, I often feel, I may have made this comparison to you before, but when I was a kid, a young kid in the 80s, I watched the Smurfs, and there was this episode where this dam was about to break, and all the Smurfs put all their fingers and all their toes trying to plug all the holes in the dam. And that's what I feel like every day, like just in my own life, that I'm using every finger, every toe, you know, everything I can, getting as many people as I can, to just try to plug the holes of the dam, because it feels overwhelming. Over the course of one day, there's so much injustice. But I tell you what Ron DeSantis just did, what the state of Florida just did, is deeply dangerous. And it's a sign not only where we are, but where we're going, and I'm deeply, deeply concerned. I've got a lot more to say about it. We have a quick word from some of our sponsors, and I'll be right back. Come on with us. The breakdown. It is, and if you've read my book, if you've been a listener to this podcast for a very long time, you already know this saying from me. It's hard to know a moment in history when you're in it. You are living in history right now, but it's also your actual life. So you've got to eat lunch. You know, you got to do the dishes. You got to take out the garbage. You got to brush your teeth. You got to get some rest. And while all of the real life things are happening all around us, history is happening as well. And so it's hard to have vision and context to understand the historic significance of a moment while you're in that moment. And we now live in the moment where teaching African American studies has been banned in the third largest state in America. Like, that is troubling. It's disturbing. It's a bold, racist move, unapologetically racist. It's fundamentally outrageous that a course can't exist on African American studies. Like, anybody can be studied. European Americans can be studied. Europeans, Africans, Asians, Asian Americans, anybody, any group, any place can be studied. But they know. What they know is that teaching African American studies means also teaching the brutality of white people, the ugliness of white people in America, the horrors and the racism and the bigotry and the violence and the ugliness. They know that you can't teach African American studies without simultaneously teaching about the horrors of slavery, the horrors of Jim Crow and lynching. So instead of saying that we don't want anything taught that might make white people look bad, they just ban African American studies. Not only that, because the African American experience is not just pain. It's not just trauma. They don't want anybody being taught anything good about African Americans. It's clear. It's so shameful and so problematic. I mean, it reminds me of how on the plantations of America, all over the country, enslaved Africans were denied the right and ability to read, denied access to books, including certain books in the Bible that they thought might empower African Americans or enslaved Africans to break out of slavery. And so here we are again in 2023. You could teach African American studies in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s. You could teach it in 2020. But in 2023? And here's the thing. Ron DeSantis has juice. What Florida does will trickle down and be followed all over America. It's very problematic. And I know it's hard to pick our battles, but damn it, this is deeply concerning. I'm going to dig in and learn more. And yet what I know is that conservatives control the entire state of Florida. Every major office in Florida, they control. And so this is going to be a very difficult battle that I think is going to have ramifications and reverberations all over America. I've got to run. Love, 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 and appreciate all of you. Please, if you're not already, subscribe to the North Star at thenorthstar.com. Become a member. You can do it for as little as $8. And it's the only way we're able to really do this podcast and do the work that we do. Not only that, when you go to Apple Podcasts and you go to Spotify, subscribe to this podcast, listen to every episode, share about it, post about it, so we can continue to grow and do what we do. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone. Yeah.